Vayter in Shas. We are in Zvachim Daf Mem Zayin. Pick it up at the top of the page, 2, 4, 5 lines down. Next part of the Mishnah. She'ein ha-machshava holeches ela achar ha-oved. The machshava only is dependent on the one who's actually doing the avodah. So let's say it's my carbon, it's going to the Kohen. The Kohen's doing it, so whatever he has in mind. It doesn't go according to me, it goes according to him. The mission doesn't go like the following Tana. The Tana wants to buy some. Amar Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Yossi Shehabaylim Mifaglim. Oh, he says Shamati Shehabaylim Mifaglim. I heard that the Bailim can also do pigle. Amar Rava, my time with Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Yossi. What's pshat? Amar Krav Hikriv Hamakriv, and the offer shall bring. Now, when you call the owner's offering it, means that he also has the ability of doing pigle. Amar Abaye, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Shimon, Ben Elazar, Kulu Svir Lehu, Zeh Mechashev, Zeh Ovid, Havi Machshava. All of them hold that if the owner has in mind and the other one brings it, it could also be pigle. Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Yossi, Hadarman, we already said, Eliezer at the time of Eliezer, as we learned in the Mishnah in Chulin, Hashochet La'ovi Kochavim. Let's say I have a yid who goes and brings a carbon in his mind for Avodah Zarah. Shechita is kosher. The Shechita is kosher. Eliezer posel. We're talking about you have an Avodah Zarah, Nick, and a Jew shechts his animal, but not for Avodah Zarah. And this is not talking about any sort of kachim shtickle. It's just straight up. And that is that. So Eliezer says that Shochet. Tanakama says the shechit lovi kuchavim. It's good. Shechit is going to be good. Animals mutter. You can eat it. And Eliezer posel. He says no. It's going to be posel because of the kavana of the avodah zarnik. He has in mind for avodah zar, even though he's not the one who's shechting it. Rabbi Shimon says you see clearly. He holds like it goes according to the das of the one who owns it. Rabbi Shimon Elazar the tanya mutter rabbeisa klal amar Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar. And that is the following. Kol she'ein kasher latznia, whatever is not fit to store, says Rashi. That is a result of Shavus, gun dam nida, o iser hana'a. Ve'ein matznian kamo, and people don't normally store a certain amount of it. Hoch she'lezev itznio, but it was fit for this person, he stored it. Uba acher votzio, another person comes and he carries it out to Rishus HaRabim on Shabbos. The chayiv zeh b'machshava shel zeh. The one that carried it out is going to be chayiv because of the basis of the kavanah of the person who stored it. You're not allowed to bring from Shusha Yochid to Shusha Rabim Shabbos or vice versa, but it's only talking about something. That type of thing is something that would be normally be used by someone, right? Excluding Israel, no? And it's got to be something which is the amount that is normally worth holding on to and keeping. If you do something that is useless or something's nothing, then it's not punished for such a thing, not considered significant. So we see over here if I pull out something that someone else would store, then there's going to be a chiyuv, must be, even though I wouldn't, normally someone wouldn't, still it goes according to the das of the Bailim. Tarvayu Islu de Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Yossi, the other Tanayim, right, Rabbi Elazar, who paskin that the shechita of the guy's thing, or Shimon Elazar, who said about the moving the stuff in the Shabbos, they certainly agree with Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Yossi about pigle because hashta b'chutzaminan. If even in reference to dinim halachas outside of Beis Hamikdash, we say that the owner's intent is effective, then b'frimi boy, you have to say on the inside, of course. So Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Yossi, but Rabbi Elazar less lo the tavayu. That doesn't mean that he necessarily agrees with them. Because they'll have a fnimhud armina. It's only inside that we go, he's going to say pigle. Right? But, b'chutz lo armina, but we wouldn't say this din in reference to things, halachas, that apply outside of the Beis HaMikdash. Right? Shechting something which is not kachim, and things have to do with Shabbos. Now we break it down even a little bit more. That is, Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, the one who said about Hatzah on Shabbos, Isli de Rabbi Elazar, he agrees with the Avodah Zarah Shechita thing. Hashda b'Shabbos. I mean, if even by Shabbos we say that the intent is going to work, then Avodah Kochavim, do you even have to say about Avodah Kochavim? Rashi explains that avodas kochavim dumya davodas pinim mechayev barachmana. That the Torah is mechayev because it's written by arba misas. Zveich lelohim yachram built. Zveich lelohim yachram built to Hashem. Avodas haruyus lamakom mechayev avodas kochavim bein bedarka bein bekach bein shed Hashem bein shedarka bekach bein shenu darka bekach. Hilkachlini machshava nami ika lemigrami b'fnim. So would you even have to say it if you say it by Shabbos, which is just a logical deduction? Can you say it for sure by Elazar? Rabbi Elazar less late to Rabbi Shimon Elazar, but we don't know necessarily that he agrees with Shimon Elazar because still by Elazar Kochab Mudamit. It's only by Elazar Kochab that you would say such a principle. Kein Bifnim, because in some ways it's similar to inside. Although Shabbos, when it comes to the old Shabbos, where the owner and owner's intent is not affected, Melachas Machshava, Machshavas Aser Torah. Why is that? Because by Shabbos, the Torah asers the Melachas Machshavas, and therefore the one performing the thing has to have in mind to make a b'chayev, Hajan Allah, Beis Shammai. Oh, Mazel Tov for finishing the fourth parak of Maseches Vachim. We said Hajar Lach, let's quickly go back to the beginning, then we're gonna jump back to the next parak. Lamed Vav and Beis starts off by saying Bishami Omrim, Kol Hanitin Mazbeach Achitzon Shenasam Matana Achas Kiper. Okay, we'll see that. Let's move on to the fifth parak. This should sound a little bit familiar, and let's begin the fifth parak. Ezu Mekonon Shel Zvachim. Where's the place to do Zvachim? Where should they be shechted? And where's their dam caught? And where do we put it? And where should they be consumed? Kache, kache. What do you do with kache, kache? Shchita sam b'tzafon. The shchita is done in the north. Rashi says, kache, kache. Kulam b'chal chatos v'ashamus v'ola v'shalmi tzibor. Omiu. Mishum de chalukin ber matan dam. Because of the fact that it's different in terms of how you place their dam. They end up getting spelled out one by one to explain their lachas. Shchitan b'tzafon v'gemara mefarish my time lotan v'kibul daban my shnadetan chatos pnimius v'reisha. Why does it say the chatos pnimius inside or first? So instead of kachkach v'chatos b'tzafon par. Now we break down each one. Par v'sarish yom kippurim, the par and the sire, the bull and the sire of the yom kippur. Rashi says, "We go to Yalef Taimu Minalan to Shchitasan veKibul Daman beKlisharis Betzafan." We're going to explain where we know that from. It says, nonetheless, Shchitasan Betzafan. You go and do the Shchita in the north. VeKibul Daman beKlisharis Betzafan. It's got to be the Klisharis in the north where it's caught. Rashi says, "BeKlisharis Tachsiv Baola beSinai veYasam beAgnos." Hi, Yumimenu Lamdu. Kol Zvachim behekish liton kli. We learned from hekish of the kli. V'dam and tov hazoya, and the blood needs spritzing, sprinkling. Al bein habadim ve'al haparochas ve'al mizbach hazahav. Between the badim is the poles of the aron, and towards the parochas, towards the curtain, and on the zahav, the mizbach hazahav. Rashi al parochas. Kiddushiv, v'chein yasel al moed, v'al mizbech azov, kiddushiv, v'yetze el ha-mizbeach, v'yatzel mizbeach, ba'achre mos. Matan achas mein mi'akev, it's back in the Gemara. If you leave even one of the matanos, then it's not going to be a kapar. It's not going to work. Rashi says, k'derim v'perek b'sham, like we said earlier in the Flam of Mabes. Shiyari hadam haya shofich, the congregant would pour the remainder of the dam, ayasod merevi shal mizbeach achitzon, on the western part, the base of the outer mizbeach, v'im lo nasan. So imagine you have the mizbeach. Okay, you got it. The western base of the outer mizbeach. V'im lo nasan, if he didn't put it over there, didn't put it there, lo ikiv, it's not going to be ma'akiv, the kapara still works. Okay, next katsum, we have the parm and the seraphim. The parm, the bulls. This is talking about the meat wasn't burnt on the mizbeach and it wasn't eaten. It was burnt outside of Yerushalayim. This is the par helm dovish shot sibor and the par coin mashiach. Right, this is stuff that was brought when, let's say, the Sanhedrin made a mistake in making halacha. And they matu something which is really aser. If they did it on purpose, it would be karis. A majority of Israel, by accidentally, they listen to this and they end up doing it. So the Torah says, in such a situation, everyone has to bring what's known as, for, well, it's brought for everyone, the par chatas, and that's the par dover shel tzibor. Yeah. The Kohen Gadol, the chatas of par of the Kohen Gadol, is when the Kohen Gadol makes a mistake, he's a Talmud Chacham, when he makes a mistake, matter something that should be Mechayev Karis, if he did it on purpose, and then he goes and he goes, according to that, that's what has to be done. Par Nisrafim, Usir Nisrafim, the sire that's this is talking about a chatas that's brought with a par of, for Avodah Zarah. It's like the par of Dovah Shel Tzibor, yeah? And, the meat of such things burnt outside of Shalim. Yeah. Shchitas v'tzafen, the Jewish shchita in tzafen, v'kiba damen b'kli shareis v'tzafen, you accept it in kli shareis v'tzafen, v'damen ton hazoya, you have to spritz it, ala peruchas v'zbeach hazahav. Beep, turn the page. Memzayin amud beis. Matana achas mehen ma'akevitz, one is matana suvi ma'akev, you know kapara, Sharadam, are you shofich shall al yisod ma'aravi shall mizbeach ruchitzon on the western base of the outer mizbeach? If you know a sudden low ikiv didn't do it, it's not going to be ma'akiv. Elevel musafim a base hadeshin. Now both this par and the sarv yom kippur and the bulls and the par and the sayer that are burnt in the place of the deshin. Base hadeshin is the place of the of the ashes. So it's outside of Yishalayim, and it's where they would put all the ashes of the outer Mizbeach, and that's how it was done. Okay, says the Gemara, started off by saying, Kachi Kachim, or in the north, Venisni Nami, why does it also teach the rule, the Kibbut Domino, the Shars itself, and it doesn't say that, right? The Shchita, the Dam, and where do we see the dam? For all the Kachi Kachim, have to be done in the north. So why did Tana leave out mentioning that of receiving the dam in the beginning? Given the Kachim Mitzorah, because there's a case of Kachi Kachim, that is the Ashim of a Mitzorah. The Mitzorah, Rashi says, Kedyal Flekaman Shem Akabal Damo Latoch Kapo. So, right, the Kibbut Damo B'yadu, that's done straight into the hand, and therefore, right, not a Klisharis. So therefore, show you, Shaibe, they left over from saying the concept of the Mikabah, because it doesn't apply to everything. Below, you want to say that the Dam of the Mitzorah, of the Asher Mitzorah, isn't received in Klisharis? Well, Katari Lola Kaman, but we say later on that Asher Nazir, Asher Mitzorah, Shritas of Itzafon, we keep it on the Klisharis with Itzafon, you do it in the Klisharis. So what do you mean? So why are you leaving it out? No, Meikar, Savar, originally when the Tana brought it down, by Kachem Kachem, he was of the opinion, Kiba Dhamma Biyadhu. That really, it's done in the hand. It's not and Shirei, therefore he left it out. The Kiva Delo Sagile Ella Bakli, since the Dam is really incomplete, it's left over without doing it in the Kli, Hadar Tanya. So then afterwards, he went to teach it in the Mishnah dealing with the Mitzvah Zashem. The blood of Mitzvah Zashem is received by two Kohanim, like the Gemara is going to say over here. One receives it in the Kli Sharis, like with others, and the other one receives it in his hand. The Tanya belongs to the Raisa. Vilakach. The Torah says that the Kohen will take the blood of the Hashem and he'll put it on the ear and different parts of him, retire him. Yachav Kli, you would think when it says to take it, it means in the Kli, Tamadol b'Vinasa, and it says to place it. So we learn that. Ma Nesina ba'atzmah shel Kohen, just like the Nesina, the placing it is with himself and not the Kli. Aflakicha ba'atzmah shel Kohen, so to taking it is by himself, not with the Kli. Yachav Afim Mizbeach Kain, you would have thought that also the Dan that's thrown on Mizbeach should first be received in the hand, the Tamadol b'Kicha Chatas Hashem Hu. The Hashem is like the Chatas. Machatas to in a kli, just like the chatas needs to have a kli, af ashram to in a kli, so to the ashram is a kli as well. Nimtze sata omer, what comes out from this is, ashram et sorosh nekwan makab mustam, there's two kwanmers, see the dam, echa biyad echa bekli, one in the hand, one in the kli, zeshikim of a kli, balo eitzim mizbeach, the one that goes and receives it in the kli, he comes to the mizbeach, and zeshikim of biyad, balo eitzim mitzorah, he comes and brings it to the mitzorah. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to show you all a great, great day.